All this week, we've been talking about students and learning. You can catch up on these conversations back at our website, thetakeaway.org. We've talked about whether or not cell phones can be used as educational tools, and also whether or not college students are studying less today because school is easier than it was 40 years ago.
Studying. I mean, I study, but I don't know what college is like compared to the real world, but compared to high school, I think it's easier than high school. I studied a lot more in high school than I do in college, that's for sure.
That's Sean, a New York University sophomore and one of many college students that we've spoken to. He says he did more homework and studying in high school than he does in college. And in fact, a growing number of parents, teachers, and researchers argue that kids are being assigned too much homework in grade school. After 8 hours in school, they wonder if studying for hours at home afterward is actually necessary. Diane Lowry is one of those parents. When her son was in second grade, she thought he was getting too much homework and actually moved him to another school. Diane, how much homework was your son doing?
In second grade, he was being assigned homework about 35 minutes approximately, but it would take him an hour or over an hour to do that homework at night.
Because
the teacher thought it was about 35 minutes worth of homework, but it actually took over an hour in actuality.
And how much homework does he do now at his new school? He's in fifth grade now.
In the fifth grade right now, he does about 45 minutes of homework, but he's, 3 years older.
Okay, and then Jessica Leahy, also a parent, also a middle school Latin and English teacher. Unlike Diane, Jessica, you feel that parents are perhaps misinformed when they argue against homework. What do you mean?
Actually, it's not so much that I'm for homework. It's that I think that the research shows that only 50% of American students do any homework at all, and those who do homework spend about less than an hour a day on homework. And it's not that, as I said before, it's not that I'm for homework, and I think that everyone should be doing more homework. I just think that people should be reading the research behind some of the books that have been coming out on the bestseller list and the articles that have been coming out in the media. I don't think they're completely accurate based on the research.
Well, explain what you mean by that. If they're not completely accurate, why are people getting the idea that kids are doing hours of homework?
Honestly, I think it's because the people that have access to the media tend to be, the 1% that we keep talking about, when the 99% don't really have access to the adequate education or the media. So I think, honestly, it's sort of a red herring. I think that a few parents have the ability to yell and scream about their kids having too much homework when the majority of kids in this country are doing very little, if any, at all.
Well, Diane, you're not yelling or screaming, but have you spoken with other parents at different schools, or do you think it was just a problem at that particular school?
No, I have spoken to and emailed with a lot of different parents from different schools, and the research actually shows that in elementary school, doing homework doesn't have any significant effect on the children's grades at all. But even if it did, I think we have to look at what happens at home at night with a child who's, I'm talking about 7 and 8 year old kids who are coming home after a full day of school, and a lot of times nowadays it's just sitting in the classroom with the pencils and the paper and the books. There's not a lot of hands-on learning, and when they come home, to have to do that all over again is really tough for them, and it's stressful for them, and it's also very stressful for the parents who have to drag their kids back inside from playing outside and try to get them to sit back down and with the books. And again, I'm talking about right now with young children, that I think it's counterproductive for them to have to sit back down, and the research does not support that it's academically beneficial to do that.
However, do you feel like students in middle school, high school, and college should do homework?
I read the research about it. When this became an issue for our family, I did start reading the research, and there is Dr. Harris Cooper from Duke University. He did a huge amount of research. He gathered all the research. He did some statistical analyses, and he found out that in elementary school, homework, apart from reading is great. Playing outside is great. But apart from reading, the homework doesn't have effect on their academic achievement. But in middle school, it does. But there's a cutoff point when you do more than a certain amount. And I think for middle school, it was about 40 minutes. For high school, it's about 90 minutes. When you get beyond that, there's a negative effect. It's like, the grades start to go down after that. It's counterproductive to give them too much homework.
Right. Then Harris Cooper's research isn't definitive, and we can actually link to his paper at our website. We're speaking with Diane Lowry, who's a parent who relocated her son to another school because she felt he was receiving too much homework. I should say that Harris Cooper did find that kids assigned homework in second grade did better on math. Third and fourth graders did better in English skills and vocabulary. Fifth graders in social studies. However, he does say it's difficult to control for all the things that explain why that is. But let me go back to you, Jessica, because you talked about the difference between the 1% and the 99%. And I wonder if you're talking there about socioeconomic things. I mean, are you talking about kids from privileged backgrounds as opposed to not so privileged?
Absolutely. I think the difference is that the people who have had access, like Vicki Abelis with her Race to Nowhere, she had the ability to make a film about her own children, and I'm totally sympathetic to the plight of a parent who's watching their child suffer. I just worry that this is kind of distracting us. This homework discussion is kind of distracting us from the real issues in education, which really have to do with, you know, everyone's access to a great education. And of course, I would be worried about my child if they were stressed out and doing too much homework in high school. But I would really love for us to keep an eye on the ball regarding education and who's getting a quality education.
Well, let me read for you a few responses from our listeners. A listener in Lincoln, Rhode Island wrote, "Homework does help, whether students admit it or not. If they won't practice, it won't get easier. High school teaches you to do what you don't want to, which is an important skill in life." And Carmen from Indiana posted this at our Facebook page. "Most of the homework helped me, but some of it is just busy work, which I hated. A lot of my large classes didn't have the staff to grade it." And let me put to you my own pet theory, Diane. This is something that others have brought up as well, is that perhaps it's not the amount of homework, but the kind of homework that's being assigned. You know, another listener mentioned the Khan Academy, and Sal Khan has said that perhaps we are assigning busy work instead of giving kids things that help them to learn. Perhaps homework should be put on its head. They should read the material at home and then go and do the problems in class. What would you think about changing the kind of homework?
I do think the quality of the homework is important and what is assigned is important. But I also think that family time is important. And a lot of times parents are working and the kids are in aftercare, and you come home at 5 o'clock. You have to make dinner, and bedtime for young kids is usually about 8:30. You've got like 2 hours as a family together, and that I don't think is good time when it's spent trying to be stressed out, for the child to be stressed out, for there to be tears a lot of times to get them to sit down and try and do some work that isn't going to be useful to them. I do think for middle school and high school, the quality of the work and figuring out what is best for them to do is important. And filling out paper after paper of math questions and is definitely not good. I definitely would say that is useless and a complete waste of time for the students.
Okay, so let me give you the last word here, Jessica Leahy, because you're not just a parent, but also a middle school teacher. If Diane was to come to you with the complaints that she just articulated here, what would be your response?
I would just make sure that my student is doing quality work. I totally agree with Diane. I think the work needs to be of quality. And if the work is not of quality, if it is busy work, I don't think busy work has much value either. And I would talk to the teacher about the homework assignments.
Well, we definitely want to get other responses on this. Wes in Oklahoma City posted at our Facebook page, "Homework did help me. I had a mom who went over my homework with me every day, though. I now do this with my children, but I'm aware many parents don't or can't. So we want to get your answers to this. You can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. But thank you to Jessica Leahy, a parent and middle school Latin and English teacher, and Diane Lowry, who relocated her kid to another school because of too much homework. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.